Welcome to Torah Tzimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Hei, 25. This Perek could be picking up right from where we left off at the end of Perek Chaf Dalet. The first five psukim are thanking Hashem for his miracles. This could be the praise of the Zakenim, the elders that were mentioned at the end of the Perek, when Hashem will rule on Har Tzion in Yerushalayim. And the last words of the Perek were, V'neged Zkeinav Kavod, before his elders will be glory. The Radak says, this is talking about after Hashem performs Kibbutz Galiot, the ingathering of the exiles, and the fall of Gog. Ki asita pela, you performed wonders, that are spurring these words of praise. The words in Pasuk Aleph, Eitzot Merachok, counsels from far, or as many interpret, counsels from long ago, could be referring to the famous Brit Ben Habitarim, when Avram Avinu was informed of the galuyot, of the exiles that are going to happen to the Jewish people, which now we're seeing have come true. So we're referencing them and describing how they have come true, emunah omen. The defeat of our enemies described in Pasuk Bet is explained in three ways. Number one, ki samta me'ir lagal, you made the city become a heap of stones. Number two, Bitsura lamapela, the walled cities have turned into ruins. And number three, Armon Zarim leolam lo yibane, the palace of the enemy will not be rebuilt. These three different types of settlements will all be destroyed and are all being described. Hashem is praised in Pasuk Dalet for saving the poor and downtrodden. The protection Hashem provides is described in this Pasuk as a tent that shelters from a downpour of heavy rain, and as shade from strong heat. These are metaphors for Hashem's protection in Galut that will be recognized at the time of the Geula. And the city of the poor, Yerushalayim, will be protected even though stronger cities than it will fall. Pasuk Hei describes what it was like for the nations that did not receive Hashem's protection, who dried out from the strong heat with no shelter to turn to. The Radak reads the words of the Pasuk as highlighting the difference between how Hashem will respond to the nations that oppressed us and how Hashem will respond to us. The same chorev, the heat, for she'on zarim tachnia, our enemies will be humbled through it, chorev bitzel av, whereas for us, the heat will be experienced as a thick cloud, which could be a cooling shelter that we'll receive from that heat. These psukim are praising Hashem for the downfall of the strong and the salvation of the poor. The strong ones relied on cities and palaces that are now destroyed. When these psukim mention a city being destroyed, although it does not mention it by name, many identify it as Nineveh, that we may be familiar with from Sefer Yonah, the large city of Ashur. So the nations being told about the downfall that will happen later and taught these words of praise to say, when it does indeed happen in the future. Hashem's miracles fall into two categories. He punishes the idolaters and he saves Bnei Yisrael. Through this, Hashem receives kavod from Bnei Yisrael and also generates fear among the other nations. In Pasuk Vav, it goes back to talking about when everyone will recognize Hashem as king and Hashem will prepare a party like a human king would do at the time of his coronation. Shmanim Mishtesh Marim, a feast of fatty things and a feast of sediment from wine. This could be talking about a party with fatty meats, or could also refer to shemen, oil, that was poured over a king's head at a time of being anointed. Mishtesh Marim could refer to drinking wine that has been preserved and fermenting for a while, one that they have been patiently waiting for it to age in order to drink it. This could reference the geula that we also know we will have to wait patiently for. Pasuk Zion says, Uvila bahar hazeh, pnei halot, halot al kol ha'amim, v'hamasecha hanesucha al kol ha'goyim. Hashem will destroy on this mountain the covering that covered the people. They will see Hashem without a curtain, like at Har Sinai when Hashem revealed himself. What's being described here as if they're entering into a brit again, as they did at Har Sinai. Others understand Psukim Vav and Zayin as describing destruction that will take place through the war of Gog and Magog. Some people will be rewarded and some punished. Some will get a mishteh of shmanim, and some will get the dregs, shmarim mizukakim. The Radak seems to understand that both are talking about nations destroying each other. The imagery of drinking the kos hatareila, this cup of wine that will be poisonous wine, that comes up later in Yeshayahu as well, is being talked about. The nations will all gather by the mountain, by Har Tzion, to mobilize against Jerusalem. And the wine will be poisonous for the nations that drink it. And a fatty meal that weighs them down and will be intoxicating will end up making these nations out of sorts and cause that they kill each other out of the confusion and disorientation. Metsudat David seems to say this too, that they will think it will be easy for them to conquer Yerushalayim like oil, which slides down easily, but actually it will end up being a meal of shmarim that will be hard on their bodies and will cause them to fall. And they will no longer have protection from destruction and all will be revealed. Until this point, they were behind a veil and were ignorant and did not see the truth. But now it will be removed when Hashem takes action against them. In Pasuk Chet, we're told that the death these nations caused will be removed forever. We're told Hashem will get rid of death. There will be no more tears. Umacha Hashem dima me'al kol panim. Hashem will wipe the tears off every face. There will be no more mourning. This pasuk is customarily said at a levaya, a funeral, as words of nechama at a time when dealing with the death of a loved one. These words of comfort can be understood in different ways. Are these words conveying that in the future death will be eradicated? Or just that people will die of natural causes and at the proper time, and there will be no more deaths through the hands of our oppressors in exile? The pasuk ends off with Ki Hashem Diber, a definitive conclusion that this indeed will happen. In Pasuk Tet, we have one. This is one of the Pasukei Yeshua that people customarily say when asking for salvation. Ve'amar bayom hahu hinei Elokeinu zeh, kivinu lo v'yoshienu, zeh Hashem kivinu lo, nagila v'nismecha b'yeshuato. Behold, this is our God. We hoped for him that he would save us. This is the God for whom we hoped. Let us rejoice and be happy with his salvation. The one we hoped for has come through for us. The word Hine implies identifying Hashem with a finger. At a time when we will see the Shechina clearly, we hoped for this during many years in Galut, and now we will see the hoping and waiting was worth it. According to the Ibn Ezra, the word Vyoshienu teaches that he will continue to save us, he will always save us, and is not referring to just a one-time event. The last few psukim of this parak talk about punishment to Moav. Moav could be referencing all enemies. The Lashon, the language of Oyev, enemy, and Moav are similar, and it could be a play on those words. Or it's possible Moav is being singled out as a nation that will aid Gog and Magog in their fight against us when they come to Israel, and so they get special mention here. Pasuk Yud Aleph says Moav will not be able to move to hurt us. They will stretch out their hands as if swimming and asking for help to find someone to grab onto so as not to drown. They will be brought down and put in their place. In Pasuk Yud Bet, the Nevi speaks directly to Moav, with many different words of subjugation and descent used to show how they will be humbled. Their walls will not only be brought down to the ground, but also will be formed into dust. So there will be no chance of a revival and rebuilding. The Perek ends with the message that when Hashem saves us, the haughtiness of the nations and their successes in overpowering us will cease. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.